Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go over to another case that we are continuing to follow here, and taking your comments from YouTube and Facebook and internet. We're going to try and answer some of them today. And if you got some on these cases too, please do drop them in the comments section, and we'll try to get to them. Half of the comments treat the schizophrenia diagnosis here in the Nick Reiner case as the end all be all of it. And like, well, that does it. End of day. He's sick. Other people survive just fine with this and don't go out and do these horrible, horrible acts. At the end of the day, that is probably going to be a big piece that is argued in court in terms of competency for Nick Reiner. But who knows? We are still very far away from an actual court date. Joining me to discuss, Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agency for the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the diagnosis. There are millions of people manage this illness, never touch anybody. At what point does, you know, he was sick stop being the explanation and start being a way to stop thinking about this? You're using it as a crutch or an excuse. How do you delineate into that gray area of, well, how much of this is the disease and how much of this is just him as a shitty person?
Yeah, I think it's all of it. I mean, he's just a cocktail of crazy stupid.
Yeah.
I think the broken brain part of him with schizophrenia, if that's what he's diagnosed with, is a part of the whole. Because like you said, I mean, you do the research on it, you know, schizophrenics tend to not be violent. Mm-hmm. But he's got escalating behaviors of violence and anger. He's got drug issue problems. He's got medications surrounding depression. It's a cocktail of really crazy because when you put all that together in a brain soup, you don't know what's going to come out. And when you have triggers that keep escalating over time, you have parents that are doing their best, but at the same time, doing their best means that they're enabling the living shit out of him for a period of time and forever by thinking they can keep normalizing that broken brain by bringing him to people's parties that he really shouldn't be going interacting with human beings right now. And then when he himself, the main thing going on with him, besides all the cocktail of crazy, is he sees himself as a victim. And when you put yourself in the victim, the world's out to get me mode, everyone in your environment is going to trigger you. And then if you have no emotional regulations towards violence, anger, and frustration, and you have no guardrails against acting out, there you go.
Do you think that this is the motive, the money, that at the end of the day, obviously, you know, going and killing them is not going to produce you getting money and freedom at the same time. Those two truths can't be really held together. But in a broken brain, it might be like, well, if I just get rid of them, then I'll get the money. But I do wonder, because if we go back to he was supposed to get all that money, the $1.5 million, I believe, on his 30th birthday. That didn't happen. We get to his 31st. They're all out to dinner. There's a picture of them together. And then obviously life continues on and things go absolutely haywire. You don't need to prove motive in court. But when we're trying to examine what the hell happened here, do you think it is as clear cut at the end of the day as he wanted his money and he was really mad about it, and this is how he acted out, not necessarily as a lever to get it, but just as a petulant adult child as an adult basically with a child's brain acting out to get that money?
Maybe. And what I say by that is it kind of goes to the adage, if someone's out to do harm to another human being, whether they have access to a weapon, a knife, or their fists or a vehicle, they're going to do harm because they're escalating towards that. And there's lots of triggering events along the way. I think him not getting his trust, him not getting his money and wanting his money as a petulant child, as you said, was an excuse that he was using potentially for his abhorrent behavior that he was having. So whether he actually, I mean, think about this. Based on what we know of him from social media, from interactions, interviews, and statements by other people, can you actually imagine a world if he had gotten his trust that he would have had different behavior? No. He would have been on a bigger drug bender for many more years. And would he have gotten violent eventually when that money ran out? Yep. It might have delayed it. But until he actually hits some sort of bottom, which apparently if you've been in rehab that many times, you're bottomless. And so I just think it was a rationalization for what it was inevitable to happen anyway if he's living in that home.
Is that the reality for a lot of people that they're, I mean, everybody, when you hit rock bottom, you know, it's a wake up call. Is there a rock bottom for everybody? Or is there, is Nick one of those where there is no, I mean, the rock bottom, you're in a casket. That's the rock bottom.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you're never going to have that moment of clarity of like, shit, I really, something needs to change here. And if you got something going on mentally, I mean, maybe you're not capable of ever recognizing you're at rock bottom. He even said in some interviews when they were doing the movie about, you know, what was rock bottom for you? And he's like, I never really hit rock bottom.
Yeah, which, you know, means that he was never really was ready for rehab to begin with. I mean, I followed alcoholism and the effects of alcoholism and addiction and drug addicts for many, many years. And there are a lot of tragic event. I mean, until the 12-step program came about by the founders in the 20s and 30s, there was no cure, and there's not even a cure. There's a counseling way out of it, and you have to be willing. You have to hit that point in your life where you can start taking accountability. So remember, the main trigger that he lacks so far, and what keeps anyone from getting on a road to recovery, and again, his mental state, his mental illness, whatever it is, could be exasperating it, obviously it is when you shift from being a victim in your mind to, I am the only one that can do something to fix this. Mm-hmm. Once that shift happens and you just let go, only then can you actually start to mend and heal. But again, that is his addiction problems is one part of the chaos soup that's going on in that brain, and he might be incapable of it. And,
yeah.
And be, even people that aren't suffering from mental illness as well as addiction, they'll never hit it. I mean, addiction grabs that brain so severely and puts it in a stranglehold. So had he gotten, so again, I'll go back to the conjecture side, had he actually gotten his trust and gotten that money, I'm not saying what happened to the Reiners was inevitable. What was either going to happen was he was going to escalate the violence towards others inevitably or kill himself. Not by suicide necessarily, although that was higher potential as well with all these kind of things going on, but he would have overdosed at some point as well, which I'm kind of shocked he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I we don't know all, you know, and we obviously don't know everything that went on behind the scenes in that life. I wonder, I mean, I'd be very surprised if there had not been some moments where it was that close. But
yeah,
who knows? I mean, who knows? One of the comments that we see a lot of, and it's kind of summarizes many of them, years of botched psychiatric care making him a victim. And it somewhat lands because, you know, every juror has been let down by a doctor. Easy to call, you know, the lawyer's trick here. But is there a real argument underneath it of this is a person who was in a lot of programs over and over and over. Now, if he chose to participate, that's another thing. But it's not like the programs weren't there. But obviously, you need to participate in your own recovery. And if you don't, it's not going to work. Is that an argument? Is that an argument that he can make, especially too, when there is track record and there are people who were in recovery with him? Some of them have emailed this show off the air, and I've talked to them about this, of Nick from many of the encounters that I've heard of, wasn't super participatory in the recovery. How is that going to weigh in your opinion, with a jury, if they hear, okay, he had a lot of chances, he's mentally ill. I mean, could it work in his favor? Like, see, nothing worked for him. Or can it be, see, he didn't try?
Yeah, I think it screws him. I mean, it's hard to have a sympathetic jury when your parents had as much money, resources, and willingness and engagement with getting him the absolute best therapy, best counseling, best everything that money could buy. I mean, they poured their heart and souls into trying to save him. But again, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but first you got to make him thirsty. Nick was never thirsty.
I think that's, that's the reality of it.
He didn't. So some people are addicted to the chaos that they create in the world around them. Not just the drugs, not just anything. They're addicted to being a victim. And it gives them a sense of purpose to feel that center of attention. And he was always the center of someone's attention. That is a huge motivator as well. You know, if your only dopamine hits that you're getting in life and that brain of yours is coming from drugs, from whatever, you know, from alcohol and from the attention you're getting, negative attention included, why wouldn't you keep going with it?
Yeah. I mean, if you just keep getting confirmation that this is working for you, because it is working for him, it's keeping him going.
He's living in his mind. He's living the life. He's living for free. He doesn't have to work. He's got a trust fund. He gets to go to cushy rehab places whenever someone decides he has to go. And he doesn't really have to do it because he just has to be dry for a couple months and they'll let him out again. And then he'll start all over again, because why wouldn't he? Because there's zero consequence he's faced for. And again, it's not, and I'm not victim blaming at all on this, you know, for the people that, you know, the Reiners that suffered this or anyone in his circle. This person was just so broken, as we've said on other shows before. He should be locked away. People like this got to be locked away. There's no fixing that kind of broken.
And that's something we wrestle with, you know, in the bigger picture on something like this, is it opens people's eyes to just how broken our system is for this. I mean, he was in the conservatorship for a year, but the way California's conservatorship, and if you've missed this, I mean, go back a hand, like many of videos, and we did several on this, of how screwed up the system is, where basically you're in the conservatorship and the state immediately is trying to find every which way to get that person out of the conservatorship, the one thing that is keeping them safe and alive. It's like, we want to get you there, and then once you're there, we're going to pretend that you don't need it. And I mean, it is a broken system. Without a doubt, this is a broken system. But at what point does accountability come into play versus just an argument that the system is busted and it was not able to fix you? But some people, they are not able to fix themselves. Well, you know, and clearly, even loved ones aren't able to fix them.
It's interesting thinking about systems. When systems typically start, they're started with the greatest of intentions. And actually, a lot of times, they're started very well. What happens is human beings have this amazing ability to take advantage of every single system and corrupting it. And that's why it's got to be amended. And once systems that were put in place that were actually working get amended because you have people fraudulently taking advantage of a system or abusing a system for their own personal gain, it totally screws up the system. So they all go bad.
Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube on the Reiner case. We'd love for you to weigh in.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money. inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public would be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.